Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's detectives remain on scene at a residence in Fieldbrook as the investigation into the murder of two people continues. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of shots fired on Tuesday evening, and then witnesses reported that one of the victims, 37-year-old Wayne Hammers Jr., was lying in the driveway calling for help, and that the body of a second victim, 37-year-old Angel Robin Talley, was lying near a shed on the property. The first deputies on scene found Hammers across the street from where the shooting had occurred, and despite on-scene medical attention, Hammers later died at the hospital. Fieldbrook Road was reopened on Thursday afternoon, and the search for the suspect ended just after midnight on Thursday morning. A car driven by 29-year-old Michael Arriaga was first seen headed south from Eureka and then stopped at the Singley Hill off-ramp. Arriaga was arrested and booked on 2 counts of murder, and bail was set at $1 million. It's currently the largest fire burning in the state of California, and as of Thursday night, it had scorched more than 77,000 acres, and it continues to grow. The Happy Camp complex, burning northeast of Humboldt County and east of Del Norte, stands at just 15% containment, as fire crews work to keep the fire from spreading towards structures along the Klamath River. A red flag warning remains in place, as high winds and low humidity contribute to the fire spread. There is controlled traffic along Highway 96, although all mandatory evacuation orders for local residents have been lifted. More than 2,900 personnel are currently assigned to the fire, and in addition to dozens of heavy equipment crews, more than 80 hand crews, and a dozen helicopters, firefighters are also using horses and pack mules to gain access in the steep, rugged terrain. Smoke from the fires has now reached the coast in Crescent City and Curry County, Oregon, and it's estimated the fire has cost nearly $50 million. At this point, full containment remains a ways off. The North Coast Co-op is currently accepting applications for its annual grant funding program, the Cooperative Community Fund. In 2013, the fund passed out more than $16,000 in grants to local nonprofit groups and other agencies, like Food for People and the Healy Senior Center. Most of the grants range from $500 to $2,500, and last year the largest grant was given to the County Office of Education's Harvest of the Month program that encourages school children to read as well as enjoy fruits and vegetables, particularly those grown and produced locally. Proposals for the next grant cycle will be accepted through November 1st. Residents along the northern coast of California don't need reminders that natural disasters can happen at any time and without warning. We live with the threat of earthquakes every day. If anything, the 6.0 earthquake that rattled the Napa Valley 2 weeks ago was a reminder for local residents to check their emergency preparedness kits to ensure they are updated and ready to be used if necessary. On Saturday, the State Office of Emergency Services kicks off Disaster Preparedness Month by hosting events across California to remind residents to be prepared for the unexpected. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Snowy plovers in Clam Beach are back in the news, and once again, access to a historical clamming site on the north coast is the story. Clam Beach is in Supervisor Ryan Sundberg's district, and it's an issue he's been working on since he took office. In 2010, motor vehicle access was banned, and the latest plan is to build an access bridge without incurring cost to the county.
That was always the plan from the beginning, is, okay, let's have a really controlled access and people can go do something they really enjoy. And what first came up was the barrier was we need a permit and then we need to have it constructed and the county doesn't have any money. So I went out and found people who would donate their time and materials to construct the actual bridge. And after I did that, Hank Seaman from Public Works said, okay, I think we're ready for, you know, to do a permit and see what the Coastal Commission will require.
According to Sundberg, the Coastal Commission either misunderstood the proposal or believes the county is planning on building something other than a simple access point.
They just sent back a list of what they would require, and it was so long. Studies for clam habitat, mitigation, and I mean, it was a laundry list of stuff that, you know, their mission is to provide access to beaches, and the list that they have would kill any idea we had.
If the planning department can get the proper permits, the proposal to build an access bridge will be brought back before the full board of supervisors. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.